Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Welcome to this episode of the Adia Talks podcast. I hope you're well. Welcome to all our new listeners, our faithful listeners. I love all of you. Welcome, welcome. My name is Mo Adia. I am the host of this podcast where we talk about life as a believer and just really helping you to be the very best version of yourself. That is what Adia Talks is about. Sometimes that whole statement can be misconstrued. So we'll do so in another episode where we will break down what that actually means and what it means from our perspective, from God's perspective, really, not, where we're seeing things from God's perspective, why he gave us that vision, what the meaning of Adia is, and, you know, everything. That will be another episode. But I want to welcome you again. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to be truthful this time and say it's going to be a bit of a shorter episode today, as some of my American folks will say, we're going to have a shorter episode on today. So thank you so much for stopping by. I want to just really appreciate all of you who listen faithfully. I want to encourage you to share this podcast with your family, your friends, people who are growing in the Lord. Like, just share. You know, the more you share, the more listens we get, the more people are blessed. The more you share, the more it's, you know, available for people to see. You know, we want people to be blessed. So we want to spread the gospel. We want believers, people who are already believers, to live, you know, as God has intended that they live, you know, and podcasts, books, you know, sermons, different things are ways and tools that can help people, albeit the word of God, but they're, you know, things that are complementary to the word of God. So make sure you do that. So today's episode, we are going to be talking about, we're still going to carry on with this theme of elevate, which is what we spoke about yesterday. was it last week? Whenever we spoke last. My days are merging into one. You know, when you've been in quote unquote lockdown, you know, the days are all the same. So apologies. But the last time we had this podcast, we spoke about elevating, I believe it was last week, elevating your conversation. So we spoke about the word elevate, which is one of the words that the Lord gave to us. There are actually three or four distinct words that he gave us in our community as things, you know, for 2021. Some of them were like scriptures and, you know, highlighting things from scriptures. But he just said elevate. And elevate started from 2021 Equipped, which is kind of becoming our signature event. I don't know if the Lord says do the next one. Actually, he has. So we'll have 2022 Equipped. But that was the word and the theme he gave us as elevate, elevate, elevate. So we spoke last week about elevating your conversation, because I just had this, you know, I had an experience which caused me to think about that. And the need to talk about that was just pressing on my heart. And God is so intentional, you know, because after that conversation, I just heard a series of other discussions. You know how God confirms things, people say sometimes in threes or, you know, different things for different people. But I did hear a lot of people talk about the same thing I was talking about, you know, staying clear of certain things, being conscious about your conversations. What do you do with information that God has trusted you with? Staying clear of gossip. You know, sometimes we say we're praying for somebody, but it kind of turns into that. So just those things. So go back and listen to that if you didn't. You will be blessed by it. There will be something there which will, you know, might convict you, which is always good. The word can make you be uncomfortable. That's what it's meant to do. Transformation doesn't just come, you know, easily. If you need to, you know, stretch your wings more, there's a stretching process. So, you know, go back and listen to that. But today we're talking about elevate, keeping up with the theme of elevating. And I'm going to be talking about investing. in yourself. We're not talking about stocks or anything here. not on today. Not on today. But we're talking about investing in yourself. So the investing, you know, in yourself. And I'm just gonna pour out from my heart, you know, from you know what I value in it, how it's benefited me, how I encourage other people to invest in yourselves, and how I approach my growth. How I approach my growth. It's really changed over the years, and I've watched it evolve, not even intentionally, just with availing myself to growth. I've watched God open up new streams and rivers and dimensions of growth for me personally to go into. Sometimes it can feel scary, but God always really makes a way and always makes it possible. And it really always requires faith. But investing in yourself, and you know, I think I want to also be careful. I'm very conscious now of using self, because the thing about it is that there's also a very self focus in the world, and part which has crept into the body as well, the body of Christ, is very focused on me. You know, we call it the me. It's all about me and all of that. But, you know, sometimes we talk about ourselves as being better human, you know, being better human beings, being better believers, being better children of God, being better at being sons of God, like, oh, you know, improvement. But sometimes it can get so, I think sometimes people spend so much focus on it and we're not like well-rounded. But I'm not coming at this from a self of being selfish or it's all about me. But we're talking about investing in yourself. And this is not investing in this in yourself in a selfish way. It's investing in yourself, recognizing the investment that God has made in you. I think that's actually the first step. You know, God has invested so much in us. He believes so much in us. I feel like I'm preaching to myself here. God believes so much in us. He's put, you know, he created us. If we go back to Genesis, we look at how God created man. He created us with aspects of him, you know, to have dominion, to rule. He said, be fruitful, multiply. You know, he spoke. He, you know, and then he encourages us to speak as well as a level of that creativity he has. So there are aspects of God that we as human beings, you know, albeit he created other things, but for the human beings, for man that he's created, you know, the aspects of himself he placed within man. And that's an investment. When you place something in something, you invested, right? So think about it. If you give your time to something, you're investing in something. If you put your money in something, it's like deemed as an investment into something. If you have somebody that you deem to be like a protege, you're investing yourself, your time, you're giving of yourself because you believe in them such that they will grow to, you know, your level and even more, or, you know, you believe in them. That's why you're giving something to something. So the same way God created man, he didn't create man without intention. He created man with such precision and intention. You know, if we just look at the human body, you know, I'm not a doctor, but, and I'm not into squeamish things, but like, think about the way your body works, the way your everything is wired, the way, you know, everything is connected. Even think about when you do biology and you see all the different parts and you're just thinking, how can it all fit in of your nervous system, your digestive system, your immune system, all these things. He created man with so much intention, you know, even in our bodies. That's how he created us, right? And he created us with intention and with a plan. He has a plan for our lives. We know that the word says before he even knitted us in our mother's womb, he had a plan for our lives. You know, I speak about having books in heaven where there's documents, our plans about us. So with so much intention, he created us. So of course he's invested in us because he's put part of himself and he's invested in us through the way of creating us. He's invested and said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness, that man will have dominion. Let man be fruitful and multiply. Let him subdue the earth. He's created man with so many aspects of himself. You know, we're not God, but he's created us with aspects of himself being God. And he created us for fellowship. He invested in us for that. He created us with plans for each of our individual lives. Like, how intentional and specific is God? You know, so think about that investment he's placed in you. But what sometimes happens is we Or what often happens, you know, we grow up, we, you know, we become, however, we become conditioned to our environment or how we've grown up, and that can condition our mind. And our mind sometimes hasn't measured up oftentimes to the potential, you know, to that, or to what God has for us. So there's that missing gap of what we call potential, you know, which is the where, what God has for us and where we're at, that gap. Of this is the potential we have, but we sometimes don't get that. And what is often required for us to get to that place, and it's always a moving target in a sense, because there's always more with God. But what it requires for us to close that gap is usually the investment in ourself, the investment in ourself to realize that investment God has placed in us. Ooh, hallelujah. I feel like I'm preaching it. You know, that kind of sermon where you just like flow, because there's Holy Spirit flowing, because... Truth be told, I don't have any notes in front of me, because this is just something that is so dear to me about how we invest in ourselves. And sometimes we even procrastinate that investment, right? We think, I'll do it next year. I'll do this. Oh, this is too expensive. Or this is. And we move and we don't realize that we are living life. It is not just like, you know, we just can't let things just be passing by. We're actually living life and things are moving each time. So investing in ourselves, what does that really mean? It means different things to different people, different things to different aspects of life. But how I break it down is I like to view like the different compartments of my life. They all merge together, but I sometimes just view them as like, okay, these are the different things. So be it like, you know, my spiritual life, my growing in my career, maybe I need to grow some skills there, or I want to make a change or something like that, and it requires an investment. Or growing in, you know, maybe if you're a business owner, growing in your business, that may require you to get some skills to further yourself in that. Growing in, you know, maybe it's a gift you have, an ability you have, right? Again, God gives us gifts, and it's for us to also refine those gifts, to multiply, but to refine the gifts to the point that it's packaged. Oh my gosh, I just remembered something somebody said I'm trying to remember the phrase that I listened to on Saturday, but you know, it had to do with basically you know, letting you letting your endowment go to Harvard. That's a different conversation we'll have. But really, it's also about that thing which God is giving you, refining it and mastering. There's a, you know, mastery and investing in yourself, all of that. And whether it's investing in, okay, some people want to invest in their financial education, different aspects, you know, maybe it's your health you want to invest in, your wealth, like whatever it is. It could even be your skincare, like you want to, you know, look after, you learn how to look after your skin better. Like that is, in some ways, people may say it's vain, but an investment of like you want to do something better. But when I talk about, you know, when I think about, as I say, I think about those broad aspects of, you know, things, but investing in yourself, you know. So really, I always think, okay, especially with my spiritual life, I think that's where I really believe, well, I focus a lot on pouring that investment there, because that will always trickle down to every other aspect of my life. And it has. And I think about it, and I think about myself in the school of learning more about God and learning more about, you know, if I'm learning more about God, I'm learning more about myself ultimately as being a spirit being, because that's who I am first and foremost. So when I think about my spiritual life, I think about, where was I last year, or what was I doing last year to improve it? And what am I going to do this year to further it? Because the thing about it is, if you don't keep on pouring into certain things, they'll just stay stagnant and actually start to regress. So I always think about it like that. So where was I last year? What was I doing last year to grow, you know, and what are the changes I'm going to make this year? More often than not, God will put things in front of me which seem impossible. Like, God, how am I possibly going to fit this aspect of growing in this gift, or this, you know, growing in something, or growing in, you know, taking a class or whatever? How am I going to fit it into my life? Because it just feels full. You know, so it often stretch me, or it often be something that is maybe challenging maybe my mindset or my theology or something like that, right? You know, but I take a step back and think about what can I do You know, and it's a conversation with God. It's not something I'm just deciding in isolation, because ultimately he's the one leading me. But it's also just conversation with Holy Spirit of just like, okay, this is where we're at. And I know how God speaks to me concerning those things and concerning things generally. So I tend to just figure out how I catch them. But, you know, just really how, okay, what am I going to do to invest in to invest in my spiritual life? What do I need to do? Might not warrant a class or anything. And my God might be like, okay, you need to, you know, set out one day a week for, you know, 3-hour Bible study or something a bit more than what you normally do. That's an investment in your spiritual life, in your growth in God. Now, you know, back to other investments, he may say, take a class on something, do your business, like, do different things. Like, he may give you different things to actually get done, you know, to begin to invest in yourself. But more often than not, sometimes we stay away, or we shy from investing in ourselves, usually because I think the first aspect is money, if I'm honest. People think, oh, why do I have to pay money to do this? Or why do I have to pay money? And then they stop. And it's like, this thing in front of you, you could actually afford it if you put your mind to it and you really made accommodation for it. You can, because you'd probably make accommodation for that holiday, quite honestly, right? But if you made the accommodation for it, you could afford it and it will better your life, but you're not seeing it from a longer, medium to longer term perspective. You're seeing the very short term. And sometimes you're getting agitated because you feel you have to pay for something because you feel like you should be entitled to something, where really that money you're putting in is also part of your investment, right? But we often, you know, it's either a money thing, or the other reason could be a time. We just can't see the time we can do for it, or there's so many other factors that come. But the thing is that, you know, the only way you can really grow is investing in yourself. I believe the best investment you can make is in yourself. And when I'm not coming from this selfish type of behavior, I'm just saying, if compared to maybe say investing in a house, investing in this is actually yourself, because you could lose all those other things, but the skills you have gained, the abilities, the things you've sharpened, you know, will gain you more at the end of the day. You won't lose them, but you can lose all those material things, right? So those things, like if it's a skill God has given you, if it's the ability to speak, and maybe you're a speaker, whatever it is, you know, he's given you that. Why not take that gift and sharpen it? If it's the ability to write, invest in like book writing. There's so many people. If you want to know people, I know loads of book coaches that are good. Like I think I even gave away last year for free. I paid for some people to have Idea Talks sponsored some people to have like a book coaching thing, you know, for a few weeks or something, you know, just really, it's because we really want to see people live out their potential, you know. So our thing is like, if we can afford, or we can do what we can to connect people, we love to give people those opportunities. So, you know, whether it's book coaching you need, or not finishing that book, writing that book, if it's sewing classes, designing, if it's making products, you know, those kind of things, just invest in the skill and honing that. If it's even singing, you know, preaching to myself, right? Because for me, I used to take, like, I'm a singer. I used to take a lot of vocal lessons over the years, many years I've done. So I've done some opera training, like all sorts of things. Like this stems back to years and years ago. But in more recent times, I did take, you know, vocal lessons, I'd say probably like 3 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, very consistently. And then over time, as I've gotten busy and things have changed, I kind of stopped, and, you know, I was, you know, all sorts of reasons. But this year I was like, I know I have a ton of things I need to do this year, but this vocal matter is coming back, because I realized that even though I stopped, yes, I train, you know, on my own sometimes, but I realized that, you know, to do some of the things I want to do, and go forward and keep moving, I can't be at the same level. I feel like, okay, I can't stall at this level. So I need to invest the time and find the time to learn how to look after my voice better, and also take the lessons that will stretch me. You know, those of you that sing, you know it, right? When you stop for a while, you know, I can actually testify to this. I used to sing sometimes, you know, to some extent, call it, you know, semi-high or high-ish notes, and then you stop for a while and you're just, you know, not doing it, or you're not singing at that level anymore. you're no longer able to do that. You know, you need to then get yourself back up to do that. So investing in yourself, you know, honing your skills and continuing to build on them and grow is so important. So what is that thing this year that God is saying you should elevate? It might be something he's given it. I believe, I'm just seeing it now, that some of you, God has given you something right there in your hands. It's like there. If you see my hand position now, you see my hands are out. And he's saying, what is in your hands? I've dropped this thing and it's a gem, like imagine like a precious jewel in your hands. The Lord has given to you. You realize what that is, but you're just like, okay, I've got this here. And God is saying elevate, like it's almost like lift your hands up and elevate, like lift that thing up, right? And begin to lift it up from just being what it was, from the raw material that it was. Yes, Lord. Lift it up from the raw material that it was and begin to invest in it. Invest in the skill so that you are sharper in it and you're more equipped, you're more trained, you're more, you know, you can then start to, and I'm not talking, it's not all about making money from something as well. I don't want it to ever come across that way. That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about investing in yourself, in the things God has given you, the raw material, and refining that further. It might not even be something that you consider to be a gift, quote unquote, in you. It might just be like a desire God has put in your heart to be like, oh, I want to learn more about like financial education. I want to learn more about X and X. I want to learn more about entrepreneurship or all of that. Invest in yourself. And then this is such a perfect time as well, because we're in, you know, the days where a lot of stuff is being done virtually. So things that perhaps you'd have physically needed to go to before, you can now do online. You can sign up to things and more things you can reach. So take advantage of that. Invest in things, courses, things to help you sharpen your skills. If you want to learn how to build your own website, invest in yourself. There are free courses. There's all sorts of things to, you know, to get yourself up and running with those things. I see so many flyers, things, and I'm probably guilty of it. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person, but I see some things sometimes. I'm like, in 2021, there's so many tools and things you can do, but sometimes it just requires us to sit and invest in ourselves in that. So what I want to also leave you with is a tip for how to do that as well. Because sometimes another thing people can suffer from, I definitely do this, is just overload. You have like, so you're so, I don't say you're so gifted. So I don't self-puff up, but you have a lot of things that are just like on your mind. You can do, you know, and it sometimes feels like information overload, right? And how you can do it. But what you really need in your life is structure. That's what will get you going, right? So I understand that sometimes you feel like you have a lot and you don't want to just be doing the one thing. You want to be doing all the things. Now, you might not be able to do all the things reasonably in a season, but you can pick more than one thing. But the way you would succeed at doing that is having better structure in your life. I think I'm going to find a different forum to probably teach on that or to probably address that, because we can't address it in this podcast, like in its full, you know, in its fullness, as they say. But structure is something that you should look, you know, looking for tools, things, tricks to help give you structure so that you can use your time wisely and you can structure your life better and get the most out of it. That's like, feels like it's a class in itself. But anyway, structure is important. So start to think about the easy things you can do to structure. Just planning ahead, planning, you know, for the week. Those, you might not be that sort of person, but find what works for you. But also, you might not be that sort of person just by habits you have adopted over the years. But in order to achieve the thing you want to achieve and to move forward, you actually need to get rid of that bad habit you have of not planning ahead. So you just have to give yourself like 21 days or something to create that, you know, get into that habit of setting, you know, setting that and doing that. But basically, structure is just, you know, one of the things that are important. But also, you might suffer from information overload. What you need to do is take a step back. You can just get blank sheets of paper. I do this a lot. I feel like I do it every weekend. I do brain dumps because I just feel like my brain is just going. And there's so much and there's different times. I could be doing something else. Something else pops up in my mind. So brain dump, just brain dump. You know, blank sheets of paper, brain dump. get another blank of sheet of paper, start to categorize the things you've brain dumped or color code them or something. But what you can, you know, keep on refining it. But the point I'm getting at, because we don't have so much time, I can't go into so much detail, but it's really figuring out in each season what is important. So what are the key things you want to, what do you want to do in this season? I want to focus on honing the skills on my book writing and perhaps my speaking and, you know, my writing, book writing, and maybe three things: book writing, my speaking, and website development. I want to learn how to build websites for my own and maybe even possibly for other people. Those are the three things you want to do. Now break it down into a quarter so that you don't feel overwhelmed per se, right? Break it down into the things you're going to do in that quarter. You might choose to say, for those three things, I'm still going to give them a priority of 1, 2, and 3. Then choose the percentage of time you want to invest in each of them. So, you know, your writing might be the 60% and you're going to give 20 and 20 to the others. Do it how you want to, and then break it down from there. That's like high level what I would do to approach it, like figure out what is important and how the other things fit in. You could also draw three boxes. God, thank you for this. Draw three boxes and, you know, the boxes priority 1, 2, and 3. You put those things into the priority and you can shift and change them as frequently as you like. I encourage people to review their goals and stuff like that monthly, because I feel like 3 months is long. Weekly might be too soon, but 3 months is good for a reevaluation, like a self, you know, I'm going to jig things around again. But monthly, review your goals, you know. So maybe a career goal might be, I want to grow my network. I want to do this. So what are the things I'm going to do? And I sometimes started thinking about this, like I can give myself and say, okay, at work, every X day, every Friday, I'm going to actually do a look back and think about what have I done this week to achieve that goal? If I haven't done it, I execute it. If I've done it, then I think about what I'm going to do next week or something. Just start, like, you know, we probably need a whole class on this, but investing in yourself is just, you know, it's priceless, right? You are priceless. So investing, growing what God has given you already, growing the desire he's nudging on your heart is priceless. Growing in your relationship with him, I'll say the first thing you should invest in is your spiritual life. What are you doing to advance yourself further than what you did last year spiritually, to grow and to keep growing? There's always more of God. What are you doing? You know, it might require, as I say, a course, or it may require something else, or it may require, you know, some sort of accountability, whether it's in the form of a mentorship program. Now, those things can be interesting. But yeah, you know, those kinds of things, whether it's even just a 6-week course on prayer, you know, that kind of thing. And you may have done it before in the past season, but because maybe you veered off a little bit, you might need to reignite yourself. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, right? Don't ever feel like, I've been here before, I used to be. Don't be a used to be. Yeah, if you used to be, go back and pick that skill up and keep moving forward. I said this would be short. I need to stop saying it. Because I'm really, really almost at time. But I want to encourage you to elevate by investing in yourself. That is another way to elevate, is invest in yourself. Look at for things you can do to invest. Look at your life and think, what are those things I can do to invest? And it might just be one thing. You might just be able to afford that one thing for now, but focus on that and get that done. Have, you know, no shame in it. Is it hairdressing? I feel like this is coming up again. Hairdressing, you know, what are you doing? Are you learning how to cut? I've been watching a lot of videos on cutting hair recently, so maybe that's why I'm not a hairdresser and I can't. But I was like, okay, maybe I'll learn how to cut my hair one day. But, you know, that's just an example, right? Is it that, you know, you want to spend some time doing that? Is it video editing? Is it whatever it is, you know, investing yourself so that you hone that skill? Now, some things are just things for you to know how to support some other stuff you're doing, some things are things that you would master. But keep on growing, investing yourself, because what it's also doing is it's helping your growth and your brain muscles to keep on absorbing information and learning new ways of how you can grow and learning new ways of how you learn and keeping you agile. You know, you see those older people that keep reading. I know one of them who's dear to me. He's very, very, you know, doesn't look his age because he keeps reading and learning and is active because he keeps his brain engaged. So keep on investing yourself is what I'll leave you with today. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. If there's anything you'd like to share, any feedback, any comments you have, please do not hesitate to do so. In the comment section, drop us a message on our IG. It's Adia Talks Community, or drop us an email at info@adiatalks.com. But probably an IG would be better and we can chat some more. I love to arrange some like courses or something more to kind of dig into this. But for, you know, I'll just leave you with this. Keep on investing in yourself. I love you. Take care. Goodbye and elevate. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there. So many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.